Welcome to Your Home and Life. My name is Fred North, and today we're going to talk about eating. You know, we spend a lot of time in this program talking about home, you know, getting the carpet taken care of or maybe fixing a deck and sometimes maybe even finances, but we don't talk about going out to eat too much. And so today we want to talk about eating. And we brought in a gentleman whose place is really iconic, Juicy's Barbecue, and it's Tommy Hiltzman, a.k.a. Mr. Juicy. Welcome to the program, Tommy.
Yeah, good morning.
Fine. I've been in your place. I love your place.
Yeah.
I tell you what, it's one of those places that once you go, you think, you know what? I got to get back there. Because at first you're going to think it's out of the way. I mean, it's a little out on the edge of town.
A little bit out of town.
But it's a destination you want to go to.
That's right. Yeah.
Now, we've got Easter around the corner, so I want to talk about hams, because Easter hams, okay?
Right.
I want to touch on some of the other stuff that you do there, because you guys smoke about everything in there, including bologna.
Okay. We do. Yes, we do.
And we want to talk about that and how you do it. We want to talk a little bit about something that I'm not sure anybody else around here does.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Texas barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
At least they don't know it the way you do it.
Exactly.
Right. So we're going to go through that if that's all right with you.
That sounds good to me.
All right. Now, you know, sometimes people think of an iconic location. You know, it's been here 50 years, been here 100 years. Mm-hmm. But you've been there 14 years, and you're already an icon.
14 years, yeah.
That's pretty good track record. You become an icon in 14 years.
Well, that's good, yeah. Well, we got a good product, and I think that's the key. Yeah.
When you started Juicy's 14 years ago, were you in the restaurant business before that, or just had all this wood around you had
no,
to burn up?
No, you know, you know, I like to eat.
Uh-huh.
I like good food.
Uh-huh.
And I actually moved here from Texas about 20 years ago.
Uh-huh.
But I've always liked to cook. I always like to try new recipes. You know, everybody likes their backyard barbecue.
Uh-huh.
And so I came from Texas, grew up eating beef brisket.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, the Texas-style beef brisket.
Did you bring a little sample with you or
anything? Yeah, I should have done that. But anyway, grew up in Texas eating barbecue. Moved here 22 years ago, and you always compare everything you eat from where you come from.
Yeah, with me, it's Coney Island hot dogs.
Oh, yeah. So never did find any barbecue around that was quite up to my standards, and I had a friend back in Texas that was in the business, and so got to talking with him, decided we'd put a barbecue place in and do it Texas style. And so that's the way it all got started.
All right, let's talk about where it is right now. It's out on the edge of town on
It's on Highway 146.
It's also LaGrange Road.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so if you're on the Snyder, take exit 30, I believe.
That's correct.
And head east.
That's correct.
And you go past all the retail stuff.
It's a mile and a half. Yeah,
a mile and a half east of the Snyder.
That's right.
Okay, so that's where it is. Okay. Uh-huh. Now, coming up Easter, I want to talk a little bit about your honey glazed hams.
Uh-huh.
Now, you make these yourself.
Yeah, we do a spiral sliced honey glazed ham. It's a honey cured ham. And, of course, we slice it, glaze it, wrap it, and it is a wonderful ham.
How do you slice it in a circle like that? Yeah. Do you, like, just take a big knife, keep going around and around and around, or what?
Well, similar. That's sort of what it does, but we do it with a machine.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, we've got a spiral slicing machine that actually slices the ham, yeah.
I wonder how you did it so neatly and evenly. So you got the honey glaze. You guys do these yourself.
Yes, we do.
Now, have you been offering these for a long time?
Yes, we have. Probably about 13 years.
That's almost since you've been open.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. We're speaking to Tommy Hiltzman, Mr. Juicy. Of Juicy's Barbecue. It's on Highway
146,
which is also LaGrange
Road. LaGrange
Road,
in Pee-wee Valley.
Yeah, I think it's a rule. Every road in Louisville area has to have at least two names.
Oh, absolutely.
That goes for Louisville and Southern Indiana, actually.
Well, we don't want to get confused with New LaGrange Road. A lot of people, go New LaGrange Road.
Yeah. So, no, it's Old LaGrange Road, or just LaGrange Road, Highway 146, a mile and a half east of the Snyder. So if you're thinking about the Easter ham, how much notice do you need? Can I walk out there Saturday and buy one? Do I need to order in advance?
Yeah, you can come in anytime. It's better to call in advance. We do sell a lot of hams at Easter, and we take reservations from now till the, you know, right up to the last day.
So can I get the ham and take it home, or do I bring my family there to eat the whole ham, or
what? Oh, no. Yeah, take it home. Take it home, have it for Easter dinner. It'll be refrigerated when you buy it. It's really good just at room temperature. Just take a knife and circle the bone with a knife, and the meat just falls off. It's already sliced and ready to go.
And what sizes are those?
They run from about 8 pounds to 10 or 11 pounds.
And that's for feed the family.
A half ham.
For a half a ham?
Yeah.
So, you can buy a half?
A half or a whole.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's kind of handy. So if it's a really big crowd coming over,
exactly,
you can get plenty of ham for everybody.
That's right.
Also at Juicy's, we're talking Texas-style barbecue.
Uh-huh.
What do you mean Texas-style? What's different about that?
Well, the cooking process, a lot of people don't even understand what barbecue is. They think barbecue is meat with sauce on it.
You know,
barbecue sauce.
Where I grew up at, here's the difference, okay? Yeah. In my mind, up north, barbecue is something you do. In the south, barbecue is something you eat.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell me, what's different about this?
Well, the cooking process, you know, slow cooking with smoke only. Originally, I guess back in Texas, old cowboys would put meat in the ground. You know, they'd dig a hole and call it, put coals in a pit.
Mm-hmm.
And put meat in it, cover it up, and leave it there for, 24 hours or something. Of course, nowadays we don't put it in the ground. We do have a pit that we smoke it in, and our pit we use hickory smoke only. We don't add, the smoke flavoring or any of that kind of thing to it. We use hickory.
Dumping that bottle of liquid smoke out there.
No. But our pit, actually, it's a rotisserie. It's a big pit that has racks that rotate. But our fire is totally separate.
Mm. And that's the key to smoking.
That's the key.
It's indirect heat.
That's exactly right.
All right.
So the meat is self-basting because it rotates. And, of course, we put our secret spices on those and rub those in real good. And as the meat cooks, it rotates and it's self-basting. And we use logs just like you would put in a fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
And so every good cook knows that you don't just throw something in the oven, set the temperature, and leave it alone. You know, it's a process with the smoking that you really have to, even the color of the smoke and the temperature of the fire makes a big difference.
So temperature of the fire, you're controlling not with a knob you're turning up and down, but by mm-hmm. the number of logs and mm-hmm. the size of the logs, I'm guessing?
The size of the logs, but if you've got a little too green, if the wood's too green or too dry, your smoke color will be a little different. And it affects the taste.
No kidding.
And so
there's a lot that goes into
there's
this.
More to it than you think there is. It's, you don't just throw something in there and light the fire, set the switch, and come back and get it. And we continually monitor for the doneness of the meat.
Now, when you're talking the Texas-style barbecue, what is the meat you start with? Is it just some cut of beef, or do you have a specific cut mm-hmm. of beef, or what?
Well, typically, it is beef. It's a beef brisket,
mm-hmm.
and we use a certified Angus beef, the very best beef. And we also do pork and chicken mm-hmm. and ribs and all those things. But typically, if you go into a barbecue restaurant in Texas, you're going to get beef brisket
mm-hmm.
or ribs, and that's about it. Maybe some chicken and turkey. But you don't have a lot of pulled pork, pulled chicken, and that kind of mm-hmm. thing in Texas. It's a beef state, and beef is the barbecue there.
Now, what's the difference? What is pulled pork and pulled beef? Does that mean?
Well, let's go back to the beef brisket first. Mm-hmm. Actually, what we do, we cook these about 16 hours.
Wow.
And the slow cooking, the process we do with that, so it's just falling apart tender. A lot mm-hmm. of beef people don't like because it's not tender. But ours is really tender, and we slice that. We lay it on a board right there. As you come in and walk through the line, the big piece of beef is laying there, and we slice it and cut it and serve it right there in front of you. Now, the pork, we cook it the same way as we do the beef. We cook it about 16 hours. We use pork butts, and then they're just falling apart tender. When mm-hmm. we take them off the pit, if you drop it into a pan, it just almost fall apart.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, so we go in and pull that apart, mm-hmm. separate the fat.
Is that the phrase, pulled pork?
That's what it is.
Okay.
You pull it with your hands. We separate the fat, pull all the fat and gristle out, pull the meat apart, and then we've got a barbecue sauce that we make there that we add to the pork.
So you're not putting it on at the table, or you can
do that
too?
We can do that. Now, the beef does not have sauce. We don't pull it apart. It does not have sauce on it. The, mm-hmm. the pulled pork. We mix a sauce with it. So now you can add sauce to it. We have sauce on the table mm-hmm. that you can add to that.
All right. We're talking to Tommy Hiltzman, Mr. Juicy of Juicy's Barbecue, Highway 146, also LaGrange Road, uh-huh. a mile and a half east of the Snyder. Not to be confused with Old LaGrange Road or anything else, or New LaGrange Road. This would be Old LaGrange Road.
Yeah, it would be Old LaGrange.
Just LaGrange Road, Highway 146. Yeah. That's exit 30 off the Snyder. And talking about getting your Easter ham. Because they got the spiral sliced
honey glazed ham.
You do them right there.
And we do with them. We
talking about the difference between Texas style barbecue and the fact that where I grew up, barbecue is something you do. Mm-hmm. Here, barbecue is something you eat.
Yeah, exactly.
And the pulled pork and the brisket. I've been there 14 years now. I love that you explained to us how smoking works, that it's indirect heat. Mm-hmm. You control the temperature by the logs. Yeah, the logs got to be just right, or the smoke color changes and the flavor changes.
Exactly, exactly.
And it's got to be tough to keep that consistent.
Yeah, it is. Another thing about our pit, I've got in 14 years, we've bought two pits, and it runs continually, 24 hours a day.
Wow.
The fire's never been out since we bought the pit. This one I'm running now has been there 7 years.
Wow.
And has a perpetual fire. We keep the fire going continually. We cook 24 hours a day. We put meat on at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It cooks till 8 o'clock the next morning. And then we put on our ribs and chicken and cook those till about 3 in the afternoon. And then start the process all over again.
That's amazing.
So the fire has been burning actually in that pit. When we clean the pit, which is about once a month, we let the fire burn down. The coals burn down low, but they never go out. And what happens with the pit, it actually has to season.
Mm-hmm.
And if you turn it off and on, then you have to go through a process to get it back up to start cooking again. So we keep it going, even though we're not there on Sundays. We go by and put wood on it and keep it burning.
Yeah. Wow, that's a commitment. Yeah.
So we cook 6 days a week, and the pit doesn't even get to rest on Sunday.
All right, we're almost out of time. Our guest is Tommy Hiltzman, Juicy's Barbecue. That's JUCYS.com. If you want to go to the website, no I, didn't misspell it. That's how it's spelled, JUCYS.com. You ship, you cater.
We do.
And you have a drive-through window.
We do.
So get on by Juicy's today and get some of that barbecue and get your Easter ham ordered. Tommy Hiltzman, Mr. Juicy, thanks for being here today.
Well, thank you very much. Glad to be here. Thank
I tell you, I learned a lot about barbecue today.
Well, thank
smoking,
you. Thank
so
you.
Good appreciate day. The lesson. Okay. Tommy Hiltzman, Juicy's Barbecue, JUCYS.com. Get that Easter ham. I'm Fred North. This is Your Home and Life, a 970 WGTK.